Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Ireland welcomes the delegation of St. Lucia and thanks it for the presentation of its report. Ireland commends St. Lucia for its progress since the first UPR cycle. We appreciate the range of targeted training and general awareness-raising campaigns conducted in fields including child sexual abuse and gender equality, and we welcome ratification of the Rome Statute of the ICC and the signature of the ICCPR. We also welcome the openness which St. Lucia has shown in requesting and assisting technical and other assistance from international organisations as well as other states. Ireland recognises the challenges which exist, including the capacity constraints which the Ambassador mentioned this morning, which have delayed additional progress. Nonetheless, we urge St. Lucia to ratify the ICCPR, ICESCR, Convention Against Torture and other human rights treaties as expeditiously as possible, and if necessary, to request technical assistance to overcome capacity constraints in that regard. We consider that the assistance and expertise of special procedures of the Human Rights Council and national human rights institutions can also be powerful tools for states willing to improve human rights protections but facing capacity challenges. Ireland strongly urges St. Lucia to extend a standing invitation to the special procedures of the Human Rights Council and to establish without delay a national human rights institution in accordance with the Paris Principles. We are deeply concerned by reports of extrajudicial killings. We note the statement made by the Prime Minister in March of this year concerning the findings of a CARICOM-backed investigation which confirmed reports of police, so-called hit lists, corruption and non-cooperation by some senior officers with investigators. In these circumstances, we are concerned that the Police Complaints Bill retains a role for police officers in determining complaints against the police. We recommend immediate and concerted actions by St. Lucia to fully investigate and prosecute all reports of extrajudicial killings, including re-examination of investigations disposed of before the CARICOM Impacts report, in order to hold the perpetrators accountable and to establish mechanisms for fully independent oversight of the police service. Ireland recognises the progress of legal, including constitutional reform, underway in St. Lucia. We welcome in particular adjustments to the Labour Code to protect against discrimination in employment based on sexual orientation and strongly encourage further steps to prohibit discrimination more generally on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity and to fully decriminalise consensual same-sex relations. However, we are concerned at lack of progress on legal reform in a range of areas, including children's rights. Ireland recommends that St. Lucia, in the process of legal and constitutional reform, to remove any legal distinction between children born inside and outside of marriage, to amend its law to ensure that no person may be sentenced to death penalty for a crime alleged to have been committed as a child, and to prohibit corporal punishment in school and care settings as well as in detention. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.